Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Bill Schley's here, too. Bill's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back almost nine years. We'll celebrate his ninth anniversary a little bit later in the year. He's the co-author of Why Johnny Can't Brand. He's an award-winning author, speaker, an expert on branding, and has been now for a long time, a lifelong entrepreneur. His new book is called The Unstoppables, Tapping Your Entrepreneurial Power. And he's our good friend, Bill Schley. Welcome back.
Hey, good to be here.
It's good to have you back, Bill. You always give us some new angles to think about with regard to putting our best foot forward in the marketplace, whether it be branding, whether it be tapping our entrepreneurial power. But one of the things that you've been working on a lot lately is something that you use the term positioning, and I'd like for you to tell us what you mean by positioning.
Yeah, well, that's a $64,000 question, because we've been trying to figure out what that means for about 25 years. And what we keep coming back to is that, you know, all these new ideas always seem to be really the old ideas, just repackaged in a new way. I keep finding out that the old ideas, the original ideas, are still the most important ones of all. And they they come down to basic human things, like human beings love to be told a story. If you want to change somebody's mind, tell them a story, change their story.
I devoted a whole chapter in my new book to stories.
It sure is. Some people will say, hey, there's new media and it's a new world and all the old rules are gone. Don't listen to anybody that tells you those things.
Mostly it's new tools for old rules.
Well, I like that. That's right. Well, you see, that's a little microscript you just used.
I pay attention. Stories. Bill, I pay attention when you come on the show.
Well, the microscripts were just how you tell a story in a sentence or less. And
right.
So you have, how you make people remember things. But those stories and those rules, so when people tell you that the social media is going to change your whole world, and a lot of people are panicking, confused about how they do that, the social media is just new technology.
I've never seen anything different. I've never been.
That's right.
That's all I've ever done. In fact, Bill, I call myself the social media heretic.
Well, there you go. So the thing about social media is it's great, but technology always changes. That's fine. But humanity.
Us,
we never change.
That's right.
We never change. We haven't changed. Just because some whippersnapper, 20-year-old Ivy League kid came in and created Facebook doesn't mean that humanity all of a sudden, 15 years later, has changed.
Well, one good example of that is, by all rights, if you think about Moore's Law and the microization of everything, by all rights, a cell phone should be the size of a postage stamp right now, right? A mobile phone should be the size of a postage stamp.
Right.
Why are they getting bigger? Why is a mobile phone, a smartphone, getting bigger today than it was 5 years ago? The reason is because of what you said a minute ago, the human form factor. We're doing more with them, and our fingers and our eyes, because we're human. Mm-hmm. We're not nanos. We're full protoplasm humans. Our fingers, our form factor has to have a larger device to do what we want to do with it. So as much as technology wants to make it smaller, humans are demanding other things.
It has to fit what humans want, what humans need. So, and the biggest thing is that the human psychology doesn't change. You know, our instincts and the needs that we have and the emotional needs we have don't change.
Right.
So when you're selling something, you know, people you know, people still want, there's about eight things we used to call it. You know, we say there was these eight needs. You know, people want to be happier, they want to be smarter, they want to be sexier, they want to be more popular, they want to be richer, you know, they want to be healthier. I mean, this is common sense. Every single one of your listeners is nod their head and say, yeah, that's what people want.
That's right.
And so when you're selling something to someone or you have something to a benefit to give someone, answer one of those needs. Say, I'm going to take away this pain or I'm going to give you this opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how simple the marketing ideas come down to. Buy this product or come to my company, get this benefit.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do that, it's amazing how you will stand out from the pack when you just say, here's a specific benefit you're going to get.
Are you saying? Are you then saying positioning is like differentiating?
Let me get back because I'm getting way off the subject. What positioning? All positioning is a fancy word that says if I have a company, positioning is what I stand for. It's the place that I occupy in a customer's mind that nobody else, that no other company does. So, for example, and usually the great positioning come down to people can usually identify it with just a word or two. So, for example, Volvo, everybody uses that famous example, but Volvo, they're the safe car.
They're boxy, but they're safe.
What's that?
They're boxy,
but they're
safe.
They're not so boxy.
That was from a line.
Yeah, well, that's right. Well, no, they're pretty cool now, you know. But the Volvo was a safe car, and Duracell, you could probably say, is a long lasting
right.
one, even
right.
though, and Enterprise is, well, they say they're the one that pick you up. Now that's they do much more than that, but that's the one mm-hmm. symbolic thing that they say they stand for. And Timex was
those are,
watch.
But Bill, those are slogans. You got to back those slogans.
Well,
Today there's nowhere
no,
to
slogan.
Hide.
See, this, no, no, wait a second. The idea, Timex is the toughest watch. Someone sit there and says, you know what, we're going to stand for one thing. We're going to make the world's toughest economical watch that you can afford, the toughest watch. And now, once we make that decision, and that's how we're going to win in the marketplace, because mm-hmm. we're going to do that better than anybody, now you come up with a slogan. Mm-hmm. Now the slogan was, takes a licking and keeps on ticking.
But what social media has done has yeah. made it so that other people can sound off about your positioning, and they co-own
yeah.
your positioning brand. And so in the age of the customer, in the, where you and yeah. I work right now, Bill, there's no place to hide. You have to perform based on what you said your position is.
Well, but that's right. But so is what you have to do.
Hold on to that thought. That's exactly
what we're
going to talk about when we come back. Bill
Schley is
going to help you get yourself positioned. And the new tools he was talking about, social media and all that is just, those are just fact checkers. And we're going to talk about this some more with our good friend Bill Schley. His book is called The Unstoppables. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.